There's a funny story about Baba and the locket. Have you all heard that?
No.
Yeah. What had happened is, see, anything and everything that reminds us of a story from Baba. Now this locket. A certain gentleman comes, you see, from the States, and is here. And naturally we ask and inquire as to how did you hear of Baba and what happened and this and that, and tell us some good story about Baba. And we are also hungry, you know, as money causes. It's not a foreign exchange, but it's a fair exchange. When Westerners come here. So we exchange our stories with them, you see. So he tells me this story. He says, well, I'm a bookkeeper, an accountant, you see, in a big store. And he had just come after Christmas vacation, say in the month of March or April he had come. At the time, March, April were not closed, you see. All throughout the year it was open here and there. So he said that, well, it is the season time at that time, you see, Christmas season and New Year and all that. So I had to work overtime one day for some time, for some weeks, but one night, when I was so busy with my books, you see, and I'm there and checking accounts and writing and all that sort of thing, lights are on, the store is there and all that, the door is shut, you know, they have that glass pane. Mm-hmm. So I hear the click or some heels or something like that, and look up and he opens the door and comes inside, straight inside, and holds a gun, you see. Mm. Come on, hurry up, give whatever you have. I was just dazed, you see. I didn't know what to do, because I had the cash and everything was there. I didn't know what to do now. And I just looked at him, gazed at him. So, do you hear what I'm saying? And he thrust his barrel, you see, to the chest. I'll shoot you now. Come on. And as he did that, there was a little click of a metallic click. He got frightened. What's inside that? Are you wearing a breastplate? No, I'm not wearing a breastplate. What is it inside? So he opens his chest and there's a Baba locket there. What is that? Oh, so this is my master's picture. So he says, where's your master? Where? So in India, he was in India, and then was in India, that means he died? No, he is the one who does not die. So what do you mean by that, he does not die? And then he calms down and says, well, if you want to hear the story, then it's a long story. Okay, tell me what is it. So he puts his weapon there, puts his belt hat there, and he sits on that round stool that is there, and he just listens. And that young man, he starts telling him right from his birth till the time that he passed away and all that. And the clock is going on there. And it's time now. And he looks at the clock and says, I must leave, you see. And he picks up his hat and goes away. And he opens the door and leaves. And what had happened was that he forgot his pistol. So he runs after him with the pistol and says, yeah, yeah, please come in and take this. Oh, he says, thank you very much, thank you. Can you imagine that? Pardon?
This is a true story.
You were the one concerned with it? It is a true story. It is a true story.
That's wild.
Yeah, so many stories are so wild, you won't believe.
Oh yeah. I don't mean to be rude to ask that.
No, it's a true story. Yeah. Yeah, it is a true story.